We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now it's time for Hollywood's Lock of the Week.
What do you thought you was laying?
I'm laying? No, I'm taking it. I was taking it.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I'm a little confused.
You're a little confused? Maybe if I stick your f***ing face through this window over here, you'll get unconfused. Give me the f***ing money.
They've done studies, 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
All right, Lock of the Week, Ed. What do you got for us?
One, by the way. We
You blew it last week.
Yeah, it was a rough one. 35-0. Probably should have been on the other side of that one. All right, let me give you guys a couple of interesting spreads here. First, before I give you the lock of the week here, the Bills will be 9-point favorites at home against Washington. Big spread there. You like the Bills?
Yes.
This one I find very interesting. So the Bears get Justin Fields, right? His first start. Browns are 7-point favorites in Cleveland.
They're expecting some rookie mistakes.
Interesting spread in that game. The Chiefs, 6.5-point favorites over the Chargers. That game in Kansas City.
I Herbert, like KC there.
Oh, Hair Bear? Boy.
I don't like Hay Bear in this game.
Hay Bear?
Nah, I'm on the Mahomey team.
Didn't Kansas City just lose the game? Yep. Coming off a loss? Yep.
All right. My lock of the week, though, guys.
Here it is.
I'm going to go with this one. Rams and Bucks. I think it's going to be a really fun game at 425. The Buccaneers are favored by a point in this game. It's in L.A., and I like the Rams.
I do, too.
I think the Rams are real tough.
I do, too.
And I know that trip is not easy. That's a long trip out there.
And already talking about – everybody's talking about next week's game.
Antonio Brown may be out.
He is out.
A little COVID.
COVID issue there.
Yeah.
He's got to have, what, two positive
Don't
or
worry.
Negative tests or
Don't
something?
Don't worry. They got 15 other guys.
Right, right.
I know they have other players on that team, but I think that's no, I don't think. I know that's my lock of the week.
That's your lock. You can't think on the right. Lock. Maybe. You can't do the maybe, I think. And you got to be sold. Sell me one more time. Say, this is going to
happen. This is the lock of the week.
Yes.
Well, I got really roughed up last week. So
I know. You seem a little gun-shy.
Right.
Quite there. Man.
By the way, Dolphins are 4-point dogs in Vegas. I would not bet on the Dolphins this week. You want to stay away from that game? Feel free, but I would not bet on the Dolphins this week.
I got one group. That one group will set the tone for the whole game in every part of it. The one group. The one group that happens to be the largest group.
Don't offensive line me, bro, please.
I just said it's the largest group, so you could have figured out when I said it's the largest group
that
have to play
anywhere.
Together.
It's the only thing you ever talk
Five
about.
Five of the 11 guys. Well, that's all I ever talk about. That's good. Why don't you pick a friggin' winner on the lock of the week.
This is coming on his segment lock of the week. He got beat by 35 last week.
Yeah. Maybe you ought to stay.
I'm totally betting on the
Bucks.
Maybe
this week if
your lock
bad.
Is LA, I'm going Bucks. I'm going opposite the lock.
You like the Bucks in this game?
Yeah,
to beat
I like no, the Bucks. Doesn't. Yeah, I do. I like the Bucks. Bucks are going to be undefeated going into that Sunday night game.
I think they're just trying to get Brady and everybody to stop talking about going to New England the following All week right. and just, by the way, that's a hell of a combo. Go to the West Coast and then. Come back home, and then the Belichick-Brady stuff will start.
Head to Foxborough.
There is no better story in sports that I think, and we're going to have Mike Florio come on. I want to ask him the Brady stuff, and now Alex Guerrero comes out. And by the way, Brady's so good handling this stuff. Well, the people that love you the most in life always defend you, and he went through the whole thing, and thought earlier in the week he said, oh, you know, Bill Belichick, and people took it as sarcasm instead of like a real compliment of all the stuff. Tom Brady's dad's gotten in there a little bit and stuff like basically they didn't want Tom Brady anymore. And
what's next week's media going to be like? When Belichick on Wednesday,
he's finally going to have to talk about.
He
Tom
has
Brady.
To talk about Tom Brady. Yes. I mean he's not going to say I don't talk about individual players. He has before, so that's not going to be the. But like, what's going to end up happening there when all of a sudden Wednesday's press conference comes?
What you just said.
What
he's not going to talk about Brady. What do you think he's going to go into a long thing about?
No,
Brady?
He's going to have to talk about Tom Brady.
No, what do you mean?
Yeah, yes.
Always talk Come about. On. He always compliments Hollywood. All the quarterbacks.
Yeah, he's going to say something small.
Jameis Winston's the greatest,
and you're wrong.
Then
all of a sudden you're wrong
thing about him.
But you're wrong then, because I just said he's going to talk about Tom Brady. I didn't say he's going to go to a diatribe about him.
You don't think he's going to say nice things about Tom
right.
Brady?
Right.
We've done a lot together.
There's been a lot of Belichick bashing. I saw the dad got involved.
I think he still got to take the high road, my guy.
Brady's dad got involved.
Yeah, Joe just said that. We know.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of bashing going on.
Belichick's going to have to talk.
So you think Belichick's going to make it clear, like, by staying away to stir up more?
No, it'd be worse.
Tom Brady a little more fired up than he's already going to be. And by the way, the best part is, so Brady and Belichick, when they've had chances, because I've seen them do it to the Dolphins, they will run up a score in a heartbeat. They will get after it. And
I want to see it. I want to see Tampa Bay up three touchdowns in the fourth quarter and Tom Brady slinging the ball downfield. Like, I don't know why I want to see it so bad. I want to see Belichick get beat up on Sunday Night Football.
Then Alex Guerrero, Tom Brady's personal trainer that stirred up most of this stuff from having half the team coming outside because he wasn't allowed inside. He was going outside and treating everybody.
He had a tent outside.
He was treating, and Belichick was mad because he's hired their own professional trainers who I'm guessing are pretty good. And, you know, can you imagine half the team? Only the insecure guys that didn't feel good
about
and
their
Gronk,
jobs.
And Gronk and all those guys are going outside. And so, and he's got them on different programs than the team. It's incredible they won all that winning they did with all this going on. And you just knew Belichick had it. So Alex Guerrero, we don't hear from trainers very often.
No,
comes
not.
Out and says you can't treat a 40-year-old like he's 20 and never done anything. Sometimes when a guy's had that kind of career for you, you don't sit and rip him in front of the team. And I thought the fact that stuff came out.
Right from Brady's mouth.
He wasn't in those meetings. That was right from Tom Brady.
Right from Tom Brady's mouth to Alex for Alex to spew out there, right.
So, yeah. And by the way, Sunday night, NBC, they are just can't get enough storylines around Brady and Belichick. And if Belichick downplays it, he's going to get blasted for all the stuff. You know, I want to talk about my team, not Tampa Bay. They're a good team, and we respect them. He goes generic with two of his greatest players he's ever had.
Right, he's going to talk about Gronk, too. Right.
And by the way, they could be the two best players he's ever coached.
Randy's got to be in there too, but Gronk and Brady.
He's been there.
Right. Yeah, longevity. You're right. Because you got to put Wes in that conversation.
Gronk's every
also.
Bit as good at tight end as Randy Moss has been as a wide receiver.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Right, okay.
Randy Moss, a great player.
No, I get it.
Put up stupid numbers.
But those two guys specifically want a lot for Bill Belichick that you just named. Tight end quarterback combo.
Just unbelievable.
By the way, we have a little bit of breaking news for Mike Florio when he comes in.
What?
Super wild card weekend. Three games on Saturday, three games on Sunday last year.
Go Monday.
They broke it up, and they're having a Monday night game.
Jeez.
NFL has announced, beginning with the 2021 season, Super wild card weekend will conclude with a game on Monday night. I read a little bit more into it because they couldn't do it before with the College Football National Championship. They wouldn't put that, obviously, against each other. But because it's a week back now, they're able. So they expanded the playoffs. And it'll be with the Monday night game, there'll now be two wild card games on Saturday, 4:30 and 8, three on Sunday, 1, 4:40 and 8, and then a Monday night game at 8:15.
The NFL, college football blinks, they jump right in. The NBA blinks. I got to tell you, the thing that I'm not crazy about, maybe a lot of people are, Christmas belongs to the NBA.
Yeah, the NFL doesn't.
Are you guys feel that way or no?
It should be.
And by the way, they're putting on some pretty good games. Like the NFL's going, no. Isn't it a Cleveland-Green Bay game or something?
I think it's a really good NBA day because aren't you kind of – that's like a family day, right? so you can kind of catch some of the games, the NBA games here and there.
Right? I mean, always been.
Isn't
like
Christmas
that, right.
supposed to be like a family day, like where you're not supposed to be parked on the couch watching football?
Oh, you haven't been to. You haven't been
right.
To
right.
My
There's sports
house.
On. Yeah.
Why? Because everyone dislikes each other.
No, because everybody loves sports.
You got Browns Packers at 4:30 and Colts Cardinals at 8:15.
That's
Christmas
nice.
Day.
You're such an idiot. You know what? I just realized.
Oh, he threw a shot. It went right over your head. Right.
What? I thought people spent time
TV.
With like, the family on
You don't have
Christmas.
TVs on everywhere? What do you think? You don't think people that celebrate Christmas don't have TVs on all day?
Well, I sure do.
Yeah, watch it. Well, you know, like my wife watches those Christmas movies and stuff. I don't think she wants to be watching
on.
8 hours of football.
Oh, I got sports on all day.
Yeah.
NBA now.
If you're
NFL,
Catholic,
come on.
If you're Catholic, they expect you to have the NBA on all day.
Yeah.
Celebrating with your family.
Good food.
Listen,
presents.
Woody. Woody just.
I'm new to the Christmas game.
Can't help himself. Just can't help himself.
Yeah, I'm new to it, too. I'm a Jew who now celebrates
right.
A little bit, I guess.
By the way, you don't think the NFL dominates? They have a Thursday night game that week, two Saturdays, a full slate of Sundays, and a Monday night game that Christmas weekend.
Yeah. Spread your wings a little bit.
You know the Monday night game is that weekend.
I'm afraid to ask.
Us in New Orleans. Dolphins and Saints.
Wow.
That's Christmas, the Monday after Christmas. Dolphins, Saints. Right.
See you Tuesday.
Where are we
going to
be there? Right.
See you Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah. That's
See
right.
you guys.
Hey, real quick, some guy called in and he wanted to give his pick on the Chargers Chiefs game.
I called in, 2 years ago and I said, please take Hey Bear.
There you have it.
Hey Bear. I love that guy.
Why you always gotta make fun? What's wrong with you today?
What? The guy wanted to give his pick.
You're a mean.
He likes Hay Bears.
You're a mean spirited person.
I go Hay
really
Bear
are.
Too.
Hey, by the way, we got to go to break here because we've got Mike Florio going to join us. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. It's Friday. It's time to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Mike, good morning. Super Wild Card Weekend expanded. We now have a Monday game. How about that?
I just tweeted that Super Wild Card Weekend must now be referred to as Super Duper Wild Card Weekend.
I will start it over. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show. How about Super Duper Wild Card Weekend coming up?
It makes sense. Prime time is where the money is. That's where the biggest audiences are. That's where the highest advertising rates are. And I like it. Expand it to another day, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. I think it's great. And remember, even though you're going to have a winning team on Monday that will be playing on Sunday, because surely they won't have them play on Saturday of the next week, you avoid having a team that played on Sunday turn around and play on Saturday. Two teams are going to get to bump to Monday. They're going to pick up a little benefit here. They're going to pick up some extra preparation and rest coming out of week 17. So somebody's going to benefit. They'll pay for it on the back end if they win, but they're going to get extra time to get ready for the wild card game.
Hey, Mike, who gets that game? Does everybody make a sprint for that, or do they just go to good old NFL Network?
Oh, no, it'll be maximum audience, maximum money, maximum everything, and that'll be the most coveted game of Super-Duper Wild Card Weekend.
I love Super Duper Wild Card.
That sounds
weekend.
Funny.
I think you guys should just send every network's just going to send somebody into the fire pit, right? Whoever comes out alive is going to get that game. That's what it's going to be for that Monday night. Send Drew Brees in there.
No, whoever comes out with the biggest bag of money.
Right.
That's who's going to get it. Money is going to talk. And really, I fully expect it to be on, even though ESPN has Monday Night Football, I fully expect it to be a three-letter network, big deal, major game. With 30 million people watching, and they may even handpick, the game that they think is the best of the six for that spot.
Hey, Mike, I don't want to take away from Tom Brady going out to play the Rams this weekend, which could be the best game of the week of all the games this weekend. But I got to tell you, man, your game next Sunday night, Tom Brady and his gang just keep giving. Alex Guerrero comes out and says you can't treat Tom Brady like he's 20 years old in his 40s and treat him like that around other players. And You got his father coming out saying stuff. My gosh, man, we are looking. Mike, I don't get into the numbers and stuff, but just watching off some of the ratings we've seen already, that thing could be just crazy. Tom Brady going back to New England, huh?
I think it's going to be the biggest regular season game in years, and it's rare that you enter a season anticipating a game like this. Usually the big game evolves, like the Bears-Dolphins game from 85. That wasn't a big game going into the season, but it became a big game because you get to December and the Bears are undefeated, and we think it's a Super Bowl preview. Obviously it wasn't, unfortunately. It would have been a hell of a lot better Super Bowl 20, but this is one where, and I'm glad it's early enough in the year because injuries aren't a factor. The teams aren't dramatically changing. This is going to be a huge game. I will say this, though. It's worth at least keeping an eye on the possibility of more Buccaneers players testing positive next week when they do their weekly COVID test, because Antonio Brown tested positive. It really would be something if Tom Brady ended up testing positive on Monday and not being able to play in the game.
That would be crazy.
Say that, right?
Hey, just a little follow-up with all this Tom Brady stuff. We were talking earlier because this Bill Belichick, he always says nice things about the quarterback. He's getting ready to play. Will he come out and say, hey, we had a great time and Tom and I won, you know, a lot of games together. I think the world, how far does he go on the stroke job with Tom Brady next week?
Oh, he'll go all in.
Okay.
Look, Bill Belichick is from that Bill Parcells school where, and this is the old school, and I don't buy it. I don't think it works. The idea that if you praise someone, they're somehow going to go soft. You know, sometimes positive reinforcement gets the most out of someone. Some people respond better to that. And the idea that you withhold the praise and you rip Tom Brady, and that's one of the reasons why Tom Brady had to get out. 20 years of it was enough. I'm surprised he lasted 20 years in an environment like that where the coach is never going to give you the love you deserve because of some old school fear that doing so is going to cause you to become complacent and not give your ultimate best and be pissed off because the coach is mad at me or the coach complained about the mistake I made and didn't say anything good about the 5 touchdown passes I threw. So I think that he will praise Brady without question. And then when Brady's finally retired, we'll hear endless praise from Bill Belichick about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to let you know how our week's going so far. Obviously, Tua gets hurt. He's out this week. Jacoby Brissett's in. We had a guest this week, Michael Lombardi, come on and kind of break down his thoughts, and before even Tua was drafted, he had, you know, whatever thoughts on Tua. But this was him from this week. I want you to listen and give your thoughts on this comment.
I think it's really good. I think he can, because here's what I think we've seen. And I think if you're an objective Miami Dolphin fan and you're not just blinded, you see a quarterback who's undersized. Okay, that's A. You see a quarterback who doesn't have a powerful arm. That's a fact. You see a quarterback who's not lightning fast like Kyler Murray, right? You see a quarterback who's a great kid, who works hard, as Brian said before I came on the air, is tough. Now, you've got to ask yourself, what is the grade we could put on him? What level do we think he's going to be? Do you ever think Tua's going to be a top 15 quarterback in the league?
No.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. He doesn't have enough arm. He can't throw from the pocket. Everything's got to be – it's flats, swings, and crossers. That's what he throws. You can't make a living throwing that in the National Football League. He's easy to defend, you know? And then the fact that he doesn't have lightning speed to get away from the rushers like Kyler Murray. You know, Buddy Ryan said this. There's a place in football for the little man. It's just not in front of the big man. And I think that's true. I think that Tua's going to have durability issues. I mean, Boomer Esiason attacked me when he came out in the draft because I was being critical of his durability. What do you want me to do? I'm looking at his durability. He wasn't durable at Alabama. He hasn't been durable at Miami. He missed games last year. He's going to miss games this year. Like, you've got to be honest with yourself. Tell me what elite quality Tua has when you watch him play.
Yeah.
You can't tell me he has an elite skill. He's got good skills. He doesn't have elite skills. Now, can you win a Super Bowl with good skills? I don't think so.
All right, so that was Michael Lombardi on the whole Tua being injured, and, you know, the fan base is, of course, all fired up here as we got pounded pretty good by the Bills. You know, just your thoughts on the whole thing, Mike.
Well, there's definitely a segment of the fan base that a Dolphins fan I've known for years calls the Tua Mafia, which is ridiculously over-the-top defensive of Tua and ignores to look at what's right in front of them. And a lot of the stuff Lombardi said is accurate, and people don't want to accept that. One thing I've learned, and the light's finally come on for me after 20 years of doing this. Some fans just get pissed off at you for saying out loud the things they're worried about. And I would say the loudest of the Tua defenders are the ones who know deep down he's not the guy. Deep down, for as nice as he is and all of his accomplishments at college, everything that he's done great, everything about him that there is to like, there's a fundamental difference between him and the best quarterbacks in the NFL, whether it's arm strength, whether it's durability, it's the full package. And it dawned on me yesterday, because I think this Deshaun Watson thing is never going to go away until he's traded. Stephen Ross wants him. He wants Deshaun Watson the same way he wanted Joe Burrow, the same way he wanted Tua. He wants Deshaun Watson. At some point, I think Stephen Ross needs to go to Chris Greer and say, just get this done. And when Chris Greer says, well, we're three first-round picks plus, well, you know what? Look at 2020. Tua, Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghene. Wouldn't you put those guys in a box right now and put a bow on it and send it with other stuff for Deshaun Watson? There is such a different perception in the NFL of the value of the unused draft pick in round one versus what you ultimately get. Why not send a stack of unused lottery tickets to the Texans and let them try to turn it into good players? Let them try to pick the right guys and then develop them if you can swap it for a guy who's proven. That's how the Rams do things now. And I there's really a reason, in my view, to do this now. If they kick it until March, it's going to cost more because there's going to be other teams that come to that same conclusion, and they're going to be in the chase for Deshaun Watson, and the price is going to go up when you've got two, three, four teams bidding against each other. I think there's real value in Stephen Ross using the occasion of the Tua rib injury to say to Chris Greer and Brian Flores, hey, guys, look, I write the check. I hold the paper. This is my team. We are doing this.
You know, I don't think he's done that yet. I know a lot of people disagree with me, but I just wonder what his frustration level is of coming and 81 years old.
Hey, Joe, billionaire's privilege is you don't have to give a direct order like that because the people who work for you should be smart enough to know what the boss wants
right. Without
him having to say it. You know, I use this example all the time. If the boss comes through the front door and there's a bowl of Twix and he has a Twix and he says, well, that's the best candy I've ever had. Twix is going to be everywhere.
Wasn't expecting that, Mike. I was not. But by the way, very, very good. Very good stuff. And by the way, how about this one? Just how about all that Sam Darnold bashing has been going? All Sam's off to a 3-0 start and looking better at any point right now than he ever looked in that Jets uniform.
Well, when you have a defense like the Panthers have, when you have Christian McCaffrey, although they got it done without McCaffrey for most of the game last night. But, yeah, there's a chance that it was the Jets, not Sam Darnold. And this is one of the problems with – I don't want to get too far off onto this tangent. I'm not a big fan of the draft. I don't like the idea of and I know that this pisses a lot of people off, but I don't care. If you really sit down and think about it, the idea that as you're coming into a new profession, there are 32 companies out there, and they decide where you're going to go. You don't get to decide. This is a reason why it shouldn't be based on the worst teams having dibs. Because look at what happens. Some of the best prospects end up with bad organizations, and dysfunctional teams do dysfunctional things, and careers get ruined because the talented player is at the mercy of who the crap team is that's going to secure dibs on his rights. What if I don't want to live in New York? I went to USC. I want to go. I want to play for the Rams. I want to stay on the West Coast. I want to live in Kansas City, wherever it is. So this is an example of what happens with this idea that we're going to inject competitive balance into the league by giving the worst teams the first picks, because those bad teams just keep spinning their wheels in the mud, ruining great players and forcing them to go somewhere else to get the most out of their careers. That's what we've seen with Darnold. We've seen it with others. I say all the time back in 99, if the Eagles had gotten Akili Smith and the Bengals had gotten Donovan McNabb, what would have happened? Would Smith have been a franchise quarterback for 10 years? and McNabb have washed out of the league? Possibly. Where you go to start your career, especially as a quarterback, has a huge impact on how your career is going to go. And fortunately for Darnold, he got out of New York after 3 years. Yeah, they wanted to get rid of him, but so far it's looking like the best thing that could have happened to him.
I just heard when you were saying, I heard Archie Manning just going, you're right. That thing stinks. I got stuck in New Orleans forever. Mike, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on with us this morning. Thank you.
See you guys.
All right, Mike Florio joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, listen, we got a lot more to get to. Brandon Jones, safety for the Miami Dolphins, going to join us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.